The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me," says the Lord, quoting the book of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus rebukes the Pharisees because they love human tradition and external practices far more than the deeper and more important work of surrendering their hearts to God. They're content to carry out rituals. They're content to go through the motions. Okay, question for you here this morning. Do you ever feel like that describes you? Do you ever feel like you're content just to go through the motions? Meaning, look at you now. You get up, you come across town, you come to Mass on a Tuesday. You're trying, like I said yesterday, you're trying. But you go through Mass and you feel absolutely nothing. Say your rosary, you feel absolutely nothing. Or, you know, worse yet, soon after Mass, soon after prayer, you fall into sin. Sometimes before you even leave the parking lot. You ever feel like Jesus might want to condemn you the same way he condemns the Pharisees? Because there's a big difference between spiritual dryness and the ritualistic hypocrisy that Jesus condemns in the Pharisees. And the difference is not in your feelings. The difference is in your will. Here's a really important lesson, and very difficult for Americans to learn. Your feelings have almost nothing to do with the quality of your prayer. So we think that if I feel great feelings, if I feel like singing hallelujah, and my heart is rising up on high, well then I must be having great prayer. And the truth is that your prayer is not measured by your feelings. You know what your prayer is measured by? It's measured by your actions. If you want to know if you're praying well, ask yourself this: am I growing in charity? Am I becoming more patient? Am I becoming more forgiving? Am I becoming more gentle? Am I becoming more kind? And this doesn't happen overnight, right? It's like watching a tree grow. It takes its time. But that's the standard by which you judge your prayer instead of your feelings. And if you persevere in prayer in spite of the absence of any feelings, through the dryness, would you believe that you're actually carrying out a work of great virtue? Because it shows that you love God and not what you feel. It shows that your prayer is about the Lord and not about yourself. Pharisees, by contrast, are engaged in a great act of self-deception because they care more about the words they say than whether or not those words change their hearts. And this is the key difference to remember. When you pray, what do you desire? Do you desire that God will change you? Then you're praying well. If you desire that God changes you by the words that you pray, you're praying well regardless of what you feel. There's a maxim in the spiritual life. What you desire, that you will become. Not what you desire, that you will get, because God is not Santa Claus, okay? But what you desire, that you will become. And if it's genuine love that you desire, then as we pray, keep this in mind. I desire that God conform me to the heart and mind of Jesus Christ, regardless of what you feel, and you're praying very well. St. Paul Meeki and his companions died imitating Christ, praying for the people who killed them. May Christ form our hearts to love as they love, and let's ask for their prayers to help us today. St. Paul Meeki, pray for us.